Hare Krishna. Question: how are the Bhagavatam's cantos named? Sometimes it's difficult to see the correlation between the contents of a canto and the title of the canto. For example, the first canto doesn't talk much about creation, nor does the 11th canto have much about general history. So how do we understand these names? Answer: the names broadly refer not to the specific contents of each canto, but to the 10 main topics of those cantos. So Jiva Goswami explains in his Bhagavad Sandarbha that the 10 topics which are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the second canto, it says Atra Sarvo Visargascha Sthanam Poshanam Utayaha Manvantarishanu Katha Nirodho Muktirashrayaha. So these 10 topics are present in the 10, in all the cantos, to some extent. And traditionally, the first two cantos, the Gopade was a commentator from Maharashtra who wrote a commentary on the small book on the Bhagavatam. Some people mistake him to be the author of the Bhagavatam, but he's the author of just a commentary on the Bhagavatam. So anyway, in his commentary, he used a nomenclature which then later on became quite widespread. And his nomenclature was that first and second cantos he considered to be more or less parichaya, introducing the character, setting the scene. And the 10 topics, sarga, visarga, he says that they are from the third canto onwards to the 12th canto. And that's how he titles them. Now, there is not necessarily a correlation between the content, although some correlation can be seen. But essentially, the themes of the Bhagavatam are the Silakshana, as it is said for the Bhagavatam. The names are related with that. So now, Srila Prabhupada, he doesn't adopt that nomenclature. The nomenclature is often changed by different commentators. If you look at the Bhagavad Gita's chapters also, although sometimes the Gita Paras names of the Gita chapters, they are considered standard, but there are different traditions in different sampradayas. Different acharyas have used different names for different chapters. So just as names of the Gita chapters can be different, just as Prabhupada himself uses different names for certain chapters as compared to what Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur uses for the Bhagavatam also. So similarly, Prabhupada uses a particular nomenclature where he starts from the first canto with Sarga. So that's why the first Atra Sarga Visarga, so Sarga is creation. So Prabhupada talks about the first canto. So Prabhupada correlates the first 10 cantos of the Bhagavatam with the 10 aspects of the 10 subjects of the 10 themes of the Bhagavatam. Now if we see from the content point of view, the Bhagavatam contains a wide variety of subjects, but these are also talked about. So for example, creation, Atra Sargo Visargascha Sthanam Poshanam Utayaha. So for example, so Prabhupada, Sarga is creation, so Utayaha is the creative impulse, Sthanam is the status quo, Ishanukatha, Prabhupada translates that as the science of God, Nirodho Muktirashraya, Nirodho Prabhupada translates as, that is the 8th canto, withdrawal of the cosmic manifestation, Muktir is liberation, and Ashraya, the shelter, Prabhupada translates as a Samambodam. So like that, even the translations from the Sanskrit to English may not be very precise, but they broadly reflect the 10 themes of the Bhagavatam. And the 11th and the 12th cantos, Prabhupada titles them the general history and the age of deterioration. That reflects roughly the content of those cantos. That 12th canto contains predictions about Kalyuga. So Kalyuga is the age of deterioration. Nangshetya means to deteriorate, that's a famous verse. That is Kalyuga, Ayu, Balasuti, various things will deteriorate. So deterioration is a characteristic of Kalyuga, so the age of deterioration. And when Prabhupada talks about 11th canto as general history, that means that it is referring to, general is using the term of assorted, in terms of things being compiled from various sources. So although a major part of the 11th canto is Uddhava Gita, Uddhava Gita itself contains narrations from various sources. There is the Pururava story, there is the Pingala story, there is the Brahmana story, there the who's considered Tatrai by some. Then there is Krishna narrating the conversation between him and Brahma and Hamsa. So like that, there are various anecdotes from past history which are talked about in the 11th canto. And in that sense, it's called assorted history. So the broad names, the names of the first 10 cantos come from the 10 topics of the Bhagavatam, roughly rendered into English. And the 11th, 12th canto names come from the are a rough reflection of their content. Thank you. Hare Krishna.